morning we've been talking about how God dwells among all of us and how we can create an altar to as a reminder of God's presence. In the book of Genesis, In the book of Genesis, Jacob awakens because he's felt the presence of God. And he takes the stone that he was using as a pillow and he props it up so it's standing up straight. And then he pours oil on it. And he speaks a vow to God. He says, I promise I'm going to come back and I'm going to create an altar here in this spot where I experienced your presence. We all experience God in different ways and in different places. Some of us experience God here in this sacred space. So many people come to this sanctuary and are in awe. I actually had someone come up yesterday from a training and just want to sit in this space. And we may experience God in additional sacred spaces throughout the world. One of the places I find sacred is the Hedges. It's on Blue Mountain Lake. It's a bed and breakfast on Blue Mountain Lake in the Adirondacks. And this is a picture of the main cabin. And this is looking out onto the lake. The water, the mountains, the forest, they're peaceful for me. I'd like to invite a couple others up to talk with me and tell me about a sacred place for them. And the first person I'd like to invite up is Amelia Wea. Amelia, will you come sit with me? I didn't surprise her, Jackie. So where is your sacred place that I asked you to talk about? Come on up. Oh, I forgot I got to get you a microphone.
Yeah. I'm going to let you share this with me.
Oops, sorry, everybody. Hang on a second. Were you going to sit there? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess I'm going to stand next to you. So what do you, go ahead.
One of my secret places is at Camp Kwasiwasko. When we were singing the song, I felt closer to God because I really like to sing.
Yeah.
And when I talked to the other kids, I really felt closer to God and them too.
Yeah, nice. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. Kwasiwasko certainly is a special place for many of us and a sacred place for many of us. And I'd also like to invite Nelson Price to come up and talk with us as well. Some of you who know Nelson might know probably what he's going to talk about. Will you sit with me?
Most of you have never thought of a boat as a sacred space, but my boat is one of my sacred spaces, and it's sacred for two or three reasons. First of all, when I was working, I was in a high-stress job often, and when I'd go and get on the boat, the stress would just kind of shed like old skin. And I was facing entirely different issues, wind, rain, sun, different than the people problems of the noisy, noisy city. And so that was a place of sanctuary for me. And then secondly, it's a place of relationships. And interestingly, you have enough time when you're cruising for a week or two to be able to chat, and you don't have to tell the whole story at one time, and you can come back to it again and again. And there's really deep sharing and deep relationships that are created. And then thirdly, it takes me into new places. into God's natural world. And you can click now. So this is a sunset, and one of the most spectacular sunsets I've ever experienced. We were sailing out of the Cape Cod Canal, and that goes into Buzzards Bay, and it's formed by the islands, the Elizabeth Islands on one side and the Massachusetts on the other. And as we sailed down the bay, the sun set, and we could look at every horizon, and there were clouds all around us. And as the sun went down, in the west, there were rich reds and yellows. And in the west, they became blue and gray. And then I looked up overhead, and there was one cloud over there, like a Jewish yarmulke, just sitting there. And that was all lit up, too. And it felt like we were sailing through a sanctuary, God's sanctuary. And another time, we were sailing out of Cape Canaveral, Florida, for Newport, Rhode Island. And there's the Gulf Stream, and it's a big river in the ocean, as you know. And we sailed straight east until we came to the Gulf Stream, and you could see the change in the water color. And we'd secured a chart, and you can go to the next. And we'd secured a chart which showed us where the strongest current was, because the current is different in different parts of the stream. And we got in that current and headed north. And my watch was 11 to 2, day and night. And as I was there on the night, midnight watch, complete darkness, no ambient light, clear sky. And I began to understand in a little way what the shepherds experienced with their flocks at night, the desert people with the clear sky, and the, how special that was, those moments of sailing. And it's amazing how much you can see by starlight and no moonlight. So it takes me into God's natural sanctuary.
Thank you for sharing, Nelson, and thank you for sharing, Amelia. We really enjoyed that. Thank you so much. I find it ironic that part of my altar up here is a salt lamp, and salt is part of many traditions. It was a part of burnt offerings and preserving food. And now we use it for salt baths for our skin and our body. And to the salt lamp is also known to purify the air. But most importantly, when I look at this salt lamp at my altar, it's a reminder that we are to be the salt of the earth, the city on the hill that shines bright even in the darkest of days, emotionally and astronomically. We are not to lose our saltiness, our relevance as Christians. We are to stay salty and coarse, to be a voice for the voiceless. We are to remember God dwells with us, all of God's people, no matter where we go. Jacob asked God to keep him safe when he marked that marker of sacred space. But we can take comfort in the knowledge that in the end, God dwells no matter where we go. God is always with us. This week, as you know, our homework is going to be to create an altar, a special place in our homes, in our yards, in our office maybe, as a reminder that God dwells with us always. The hymn Sanctuary urges us to ask the Lord to prepare us to be a sanctuary, to be ready to share God's love. And let's end our time today, this time, this message time, by singing the hymn Sanctuary. Just remain seated, and Danny McGowan is going to lead us in our song Sanctuary.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.